You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Don, I just got a call. I think I pissed off a smoker the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, talking about these issues. You know, I'm a guy all about rights, you know, and I'm trying to be clear every day.
Of course.
And sometimes, no matter how clear I think I'm being, I must be lost in the haze of cigarette smoke. Somewhere in there, because somebody just didn't get what I said.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. You know, I'm all about defending rights, and somebody thinks I'm about taking their rights away.
But you're not.
Oh, of course not. Well, listen, play this call. You'll understand what I'm saying here. Or maybe. We'll try and figure this thing out. Who is it that called?
Ron from Missouri. You're saying that you want to defend liberty, then why are you against people having the right to smoke wherever they wish? Once you take away one person's liberty, when are they going to take away your liberty? Thank you.
I tell you what, Don, when I get a call about liberty, whether it's defending it or whether it's saying I'm not defending it, I'm going right to that. I can't help it. I mean, it is. We're coming up on July 4th holiday weekend, the Independence Day Spectacular, which we do every year. But this is amazing. This guy is not listening to me. You know, Ron from Missouri, come on, man. Open up your ears. Listen to what I'm saying here. I'm you know.
You okay?
I'm coughing it up here. Listen, I don't even smoke. Listen, I am this is the only health show you can listen to where I actually talk about cigarette smoking rationally, about the fact that most people who smoke cigarettes don't even smoke tobacco. It's one of 3,800 ingredients. Go back and listen to my show. With the Healing Revolution from last Friday with Dr. Frank King. Come on, give it a listen. We're talking about defending your liberty to smoke. But, here's the great caveat about your liberty, just like you said in the call. Where your liberty ends, mine begins, and vice versa. If you're going to be smoking out in public or in a place where I'm, you know, basically free to walk about or be, and you're exhaling that stuff, and it's spewing out into my space. There's where you violated my rights to air that I want to breathe. Now, this is where I believe in would defend, let's say, restaurants or bars. If you guys that own restaurants or bars or go there don't mind the smoke, or you want to cater to smokers, as a private company, you should absolutely be able to do so. And if I decide I want to go there, I've got to deal with it. But, of course, I think most rational people that do not smoke will say, I'm not going there. I am not going to be a patron of that establishment. All right? I'm not going. And that's cool. That's freedom. See, that's the freedom I've been talking about. And this is what I guess some smokers don't get. Here I am trying to defend your rights to smoke. At the same time, you've got to understand where your rights end. And you can't be spewing out those pollutants into my air or my kids' air. However, you want to go to a restaurant that caters to you, I am not going to complain about that restaurant. Let that restaurant live or die by those policies as opposed to, well, the government mandates that you can't smoke. Well, what about the airlines? Then we get to that issue, right? Remember, we used to fly years ago when there was a smoking section in the back, and even before then there wasn't. You could smoke anywhere. And it was like this artificial thing. Row 27, non-smoking. Row 28 and back, smoking. Like you could be protected from that. And that was disgusting. Now, there was huge costs associated with the filters. I mean, the airlines were just pleased as punch to ban smoking on the air, you know, up in the air because of the cost it ensued for them. But did we need the federal government to ban it, or was it enough that there was outrage among the flying public? I mean, these are questions. These are debatable questions. But in this case, I don't know how clear I have to be. My freedom ends where yours begins, vice versa. And I think a lot of the anti-smoking legislation out there is draconian and it's over the top. I want you to be able to engage in your nasty habit if you decide to. I only wish that you were actually smoking tobacco as opposed to what you're really smoking. Now, maybe you are doing the organic American spirit, Ron. If that's the case, my apologies. But if not, maybe you should consider it. Detoxify, because I do defend liberty. Even if it's to do things I don't agree with and I don't approve of. And that includes being stupid. The freedom to be stupid. Now, who am I talking about now? Some would say I could be talking about smokers. I don't need to belabor that point. I am now going into the realm of the TSA, the another alphabet soup agency. We talked extensively about this with my good friend Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. And I hope you check that out. Lots of great things that they're doing. Nullify. That's right. Nullify the TSA. But what about the TSA agents, right? I've told you stories about how I've been flying, and literally just about every time I go through the security, you know, I opt out, of course, if they try to get me through to one of those ionizing radiation scanners. But the TSA workers, I'll often say, hey, you know, you're standing by that machine. You have no idea of the radiation you're being exposed to and how unhealthy that is. And some of the responses are classic. They're classic in the realm of low on the survival scale. Mike Adams says it's Darwin, you know, Darwin in action. These people are basically taking themselves out of the gene pool. When I say, hey, you're being exposed to ionizing radiation, is it likely creating cancer? And they say, well, you got to die of something. Yeah, one woman actually said that to me. Well, like, you got to die of something. What are you going to say? That tells you almost all you need to know about TSA agents. TSA is the Transportation Stupid Agency. I'm sorry if that offends you. It likely doesn't offend those of my audience. But if I have any TSA listeners, workers, where is your ability to act like a courageous human and stand up and rebel against your employer? Oh, no, but they'll fire me. Well, maybe you'll be better off instead of abusing and molesting your fellow Americans or fellow humans from around the world. I think, yes, we need to see some civil disobedience from the TSA agents. I am not holding my breath expecting that that will happen. But news on the street. I've got this article linked through Natural News. Of course, InfoWars covered it as well. And they've covered it now a little bit in the mainstream media. TSA employees now are developing cancer clusters from standing near body scanning scanner machines. I've been warning them ever since this came out, and now the truth is happening, just as I said. In a new twist of the TSA saga, to which we can always say, we told you so, as Mike Adams writing here, the Electronic Privacy Information Center has obtained documents through the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, that revealed TSA employees are reporting cancer clusters among their own employees who work near radiation body scanners. And at the same time, DHS refuses to issue dosimeters to TSA employees because obviously those dosimeters would indicate alarming levels of radiation exposure. So it's better just to keep everyone ignorant and keep irradiating all those wonderful TSA molesters and hope nobody notices. See, it doesn't matter because even if they notice, they're going to go, well, I need the paycheck. I need the money. They're willing to get radiated. They're willing to grope you. What else are they willing to do for money? For Federal Reserve notes? This is how far we've degraded as a species that we're willing to radiate and grope people for money. And, I understand if you're an X-ray technician, okay? And I understand perhaps if you're working in the world's oldest profession in the groping, that's what you're being paid to do. But come on. You know, this is how you keep your country safe, by nuking your fellow citizens. Here we are threatening to nuke Iran or attack Iran over their nuclear program. And yet we're nuking our own citizens, much less our enduring love affair with the radiation industry. That is known as the nuclear plants. You know, artificially induced radiation. And the purpose being, of course, to produce energy. But at what cost? At what cost, as we see in Fukushima? And again, begs the question, are you taking the EMF detox formula from King Bio? If not, what are you waiting for? I mean, just the simple act of traveling alone on an airplane, much less eating the dairy food now that is contaminated. Who knows what else is being contaminated around the world? Now, hanging out with a TSA agent could get you radiated as well. Get your Geiger counters ready. Find out if they work for the TSA. They could be prime for cancer. But the cancer industry doesn't mind because they're going to be covered through Obamacare. All that money being stolen from taxpayers, redistributed to the cancer industry. In a blatant attempt to suck all the money out of the system while keeping people alive long enough to suck the money out of them too, and then discarding them like old radioactive newspaper. So where is the union for the TSA? Clamoring to reduce exposure to radiation to protect their workers, right? The unions are supposed to be all protective of the worker. Where's the employees union? I haven't seen any protests. I haven't seen any inquiries in the news or anywhere. You let me know. Have you heard anything about the employees union saying, hey, we've got to protect our union members? No, they're strangely silent. The silence is deafening. The silence is radiating. The TSA employees are giving themselves cancer by irradiating all these innocent travelers. And it's, tragic justice, as Mike Adams talked about here. You know, if you're going to induce this or inflict this kind of injury on travelers, might it not also bounce back and affect you? And I don't wish cancer on anybody. That's not my role or goal here in bringing it up. But ignorance, you know, they say ignorance is no excuse. Ignorance is not going to protect you. Oh, I can't see the radiation. Oh, the government tells me that it's not irradiating me. Oh, yeah, all of that. Yet you're still being irradiated. And then you wonder, ooh, I got cancer. What will I do? What could I have done? Hey, could somebody have spoken up? No, they came for our privacy. They came for the Fourth Amendment, but you didn't speak up because the government said you weren't going to be irradiated and that groping you was for your own protection. Smile, endure, and enjoy it as they attack 6-year-olds, now 10-year-olds, 11, even 12-year-olds. I got a 11-year-old. I don't want my kid groped. And, of course, I don't want 95-year-old grandmas with leukemia groped and having to remove their diapers. The outrage is palpable. When you get a call from Com Janet about outrage, you know the level is boiling. The boiling point is here. And I'm not inciting anybody to violence, as I said. There are more efficient means by which you can withdraw your consent. And I think that's the point of understanding energy. And if anything I can explain, and I don't know if I can get through to Ron the Smoker in Missouri, I just don't know. You call me and let me know if I've explained myself well enough. You picked up the phone once, you can do it again. Let me know. If I'm missing something here, just say so. I don't mind saying it again. As I said, I risk repeating myself just to get the point across. Liberty is something that is fundamental to the American Republic. It has been lost. And I do not want to ban smoking any more than I'm calling for a ban of chemotherapy, however horrific I think it is. We all have a path to walk in life, and my path may be different than yours. I may not like your path, but I can respect that it is your path to walk as long as you don't violate my rights. And you don't blow smoke in my face, fine. Have your cigarette. Knock yourself out. That's okay. But freedom ends where mine begins. Am I making myself clear, Don?
I believe you have, yes.
Good. Well, I'm glad. But, you know, those that still believe the lies of Janet Napolitano and anybody at the Department of Health and Human Services or the FDA and talking about all these things, I suppose they deserve what they get. That's what justice is. And it's not, as I said, cruel and unusual because I don't wish it upon them. It's just what works. It's very detached. It's very non-emotional. It's very objective. It's not a subjective thing. You're exposed to radiation if you don't have the antioxidants, you don't have the selenium, if you don't have the detox pathways opened up to basically counteract the damage. Hey, this is what's going to happen. And of course, they're eating Twinkies at TSA. They're stealing your snacks. If they're too large, they're eating them. They are getting their just desserts. So puff away, Ron. Just don't puff in my direction and we'll be cool. And you can smoke. Go ahead. Hopefully it's real tobacco. Again, listen to Friday's show if you're not sure what I'm talking about. Hey, thanks for being a part of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio here every day. Sometimes it's a little in your face, I admit it, but Kindler and Gentler Robert may pop up from time to time here in the show. Let's see what's in the news. Oh, are there supplements in the news? Well, we got to talk about that. It might be counteracting cancer, melanoma, even. Oh, stand by. This is big news. Coming right back after the break, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com, the phone number 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Let's rock it today, shall we? Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show. Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, I'm just curious as to how many of you, if you're going to be traveling in the near term in the summer breaks up here in the Northern Hemisphere, having to deal with TSA agents, are you going to speak up? Are you going to say something? I know it's tough because you think if you do, you're suspected of being a terrorist. I know. This is the weird thing of many weird things. And I'll get to the vitamin story in a moment, but just as on the break, I'm just thinking out loud to myself. Now I gotta let it loose. You know, this is the place, how bizarre is this world, where you can show or express concern for another human being, however low on the survival scale they are, being a TSA agent. And you can actually show concern for them, and that could likely subject you for more intense scrutiny. Or for more intense and, I don't know, body cavity searches. Maybe these people have a death wish. I mean, honestly, the fact that they're in an environment where the simple act of offering human kindness to a stranger becomes something worthy of suspicion and potential terrorism. That's the kind of world we live in now? I mean, that's a bizarre psychosis we're living with. And this is what, I don't know. I'm just, hey, let me know. Are you going to say something? Have you said something to a TSA agent about standing around the scanners? Did you get a response like me? Did you hear, oh, you got to die something? Or did you get any appreciation? Did you get even one thank you? I haven't got one thank you for any of my concern. Genuine as it may be, yes, genuine. Even with people I'd go, I don't want to hang out with you. But I'm still concerned about your health. Anybody express gratitude from TSA for pointing that out? I'm curious to hear. 866-939-BELL. That'd be a question I'd like to have answered from you. Have you had an experience with a TSA agent that was positive? Or if, on the other hand, they locked you up because you asked about their health? Who knows? Anyway, these guys and gals in TSA probably not getting enough vitamin D. Probably subject to more likely risk of melanoma as well. Skin cancers. Right, and there's a story here. I've got it linked up, and it's an NBC affiliate somewhere in Palo Alto, California. Vitamin supplement may fight melanoma. No, say it isn't. So they actually recommending a dietary supplement? That's right. It starts out this way. Women at high risk for melanoma may be able to avoid the deadly skin cancer with the help of common vitamin supplements, a new study found. Wow. This is a shocker. Stop the presses, right? The earth has stopped spinning on its axis? What's happening here? Stanford University School of Medicine conducted the long-term study that suggests a combination of calcium and vitamin D may cut in half the chance of developing melanoma in high-risk women. That's according to this NBC report. The study revealed that those who previously had basal cell or squamous cell cancers developed 57% fewer melanomas than women with similar skin cancer histories when they took a daily dose of 1,000 milligrams of calcium and 400 international units of vitamin D. See, that isn't even a protocol I would necessarily recommend. We've talked about calcium being overused, and I will tell you other things that I think would be more beneficial. But the fact that there's any evidence of benefit to this protocol, that, you know, that should tell you something. I think it's more from the vitamin D in this case, quite honestly. Researchers followed the women for an average of 7 years before reaching their findings. However, experts say the research will have to be confirmed in future studies. They always say that. But this was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, June 27, 2011. Who let that slip through the cracks? I think, you know, what form of calcium, they're not saying. What kind of vitamin D, they're not saying, although they have a picture of a cheap drugstore brand, which, who knows, I haven't looked into this, Walgreens. I can't imagine it's really great. But this is also the reason why I said, you know, to maximize, I think yesterday I mentioned it on the show, maximize your sun exposure without getting burned, so you can produce adequate levels of vitamin D, that fat-soluble hormone that prevents so many diseases, reverses so many diseases. I think we were relating it in terms of breast cancer, but also with skin cancer. It's not the sun exposure, the excess, if you will, that's really the biggest concern, although, again, I'm not advocating excessive exposure to constant burning of your skin, but getting enough to produce the D that's very vital for protecting you from cancer is very critical. Here they're talking about supplementing D. And I've said this, absolutely, if you can get a whole food form, if it exists, it certainly it does. And if you're doing other forms from sheep lanolin, pig skins or whatever, be careful not to take too much because that can be problematic. So you just got to find out the right balance for you, whether you're doing it through vitamin D level checks, you know, people like my dear friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny advocate and utilize, or other means of electroacupuncture devices that sensitize it more through quantum fields. I mean, these are valid non-invasive ways to do it. Whatever you can do to elevate your levels of D. But remember, as I said, with skin cancer, just as with any cancer, its ability to grow through the connective tissue is dependent upon how strong it is. And what is that critical trace element? Go back and listen to my show from last week with Christopher Barr. And you'll understand that silica is the most important of all the trace elements in shoring up the integrity of the connective tissue. If you want to look more into Dr. Rath's research, drrathresearch.org, I've got that linked up in the notes from a couple of days ago when we had Dr. Rath on the program. And you'll see the basic concept of how we increase the integrity and the strength, the elasticity, the resiliency of the connective tissue so that if you were to have a spot of cancer, so to speak, it would not be able to grow and spread and metastasize, which is when it becomes dangerous and, in fact, deadly. But shock of all shocks, they've actually referenced here dietary supplements in response to melanomas and other skin cancers. That is a shocker. And remember the role of selenium, the anti-cancer trace element of all anti-cancer trace elements. The superfoods that are available to you, whether they be the spirulinas and other things. The detoxification that is necessary to bind out the heavy metals that are also contributing to cellular damage and inflammation, maybe even DNA damage resulting in cancers as well. I think I also mentioned sarcomas the other day, did I not? Sarcomas, these are homeopathic preparations of tissue, whether it be, it could be cancerous tissue as well. You could take melanoma, convert it into a homeopathic signature, just as you can take breast cancer tissue and do the same thing and begin to counteract some of these things as well. But even those things are not sufficient. It's kind of like relying only on vaccination, where although we're not damaging you with homeopathy, but if you were to rely on the theory that, oh, if only I had an antibody, that would be enough, and ignore completely the other metabolic factors of strength, vitality, function, detox pathways, you would be basically putting a square peg in a round hole. I don't know if that's exactly accurate, but certainly you would be putting the cart before the horse. Maybe that would be the more appropriate way to say it in terms of these ancient wise statements that we live with and often don't even realize what they mean. But putting the cart before the horse may be more appropriate. So homeopathic Sarcode's another great option for skin cancer. But I don't expect that you're going to be seeing that anytime soon in the media. Right? They'll stretch a little bit, but you can't ask them to go into energy medicine. Come on. Although there was that thing last week where they actually referenced homeopathic medicine. So, again, stranger things have happened and stranger things are happening. And that's why you tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show, to help navigate that terrain and see what's for real, what's not. And so much of this is confusing. Remember, that's one of the biggest things that have come to me over the years, with people saying, hey, Robert, I like what you're saying, but I'm just like, I've been told 1,000 different things. How do I know what to do, who to believe, what to say? How do I hear? And literally, you got to get to that point where you can be still, right? Be still and listen. Because it's not my voice per se. It's, you know, experience. I can detect people too. Like, I was at the Natural Products Association. Hundreds of booths, whatever, a big show. And maybe 2% of them I was really gravitating toward. I mean, I'm talking about new stuff, because I know the ones that I trust for many years. And there are other people I like. I don't necessarily like their products, but they're nice people. You know, they may be pushing synthetic vitamins, which is better than drugs, believe me, but I'm not going to be endorsing their products. And they're good people, don't get me wrong. But there were, you know, a few things that really struck me as something, wow, this is innovative, and this honors and adopts the whole food concept, or the energy concept that I like and integrate, and I can integrate and understand right away. And so we have to, let's say, stretch and exercise our powers of discrimination. Now, a part of this happens by experience. I mean, perhaps the bulk of it could be or should be, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, certainly once you have the experience to disseminate between, or delineate between, which D word do you want? Vitamin D was on our subject matter this segment, so I use a couple of big $10 D words, or $100 D words now, because Ben Bernanke is there. And, you know, how are you going to basically determine, another D word, where's that coming from? How are you going to determine what is legitimate information and not? Now, part of it has to be, well, when I touched that stove and it was hot, ouch, I got burned, right? And we do that with our kids. I did anyway. You let them experience the heat. I mean, you say, this is hot, don't touch. And they end up having to really learn what hot is. They're not going to get that from a book. And there are times, though, once you gain enough experience where you can discern, another D word, between that which is legitimate information, that which is bogus. And then at a certain point, you realize who is trustworthy and reliable. And you're going to say, well, if the FDA says it so, I'm doing the exact opposite, right? When the CDC claims it's the worst flu ever, I'm going to go, it's nothing. It's nothing at all. Because you realize the authoritarians, or the sources of these so-called authoritarians, are completely embedded in a culture and a pseudoscientific viewpoint or paradigm that is based not on the laws of nature, the law of the terrain. I mean, certainly the law of terrain operates whether you believe in it or not. But I guess the point is learning who you can trust. And at first, that's a very daunting task. And it happens with little baby steps. Like, we get the call, right? Yesterday, was it Sam in Missouri was talking about, yeah, that probiotic stuff really worked. You know, as we get back, and I tried this product and it really worked. And you begin to say, oh, who told me about that? Oh, okay, Robert said that. At a certain point, you say, well, yeah, he's pretty good. Now, if I screw up once or twice, whatever, has it happened? I'm sure it has. But is it human to err? Of course. But if you see that consistently, oh, he erred again and again and again and again and again, then you start saying, well, that guy, not someone I'm going to be listening to, right? You begin to learn that. And that's why the growth of the new media, that's why the growth of natural news. You've seen Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, consistently doing the same thing again and again and again and again. And, you know, when people ask him, where did you come from, Mike? How did you do this? Well, he's just been doing the same thing since he was little and unknown. And eventually, that consistency over time, it's not the fastest route to so-called success. You know, you toil in obscurity for decades or a decade or more to become an overnight sensation. That's how it works in reality. Of course, people that shortcut it and buy their way in often don't last very long, because they didn't have legitimate talent or integrity to begin with. But you find those doctors, those healers, and non-doctors that have integrity, that have consistency, a message, and a passion and a purpose that is palpable, that is detectable. I mean, you hear their voice and you can feel it in their voice, right? The sincerity. But we have to, like, wake up to recognize what those messages are. And then we just, you know, basically, we've got to understand the language. We've got to learn a new language here. And that only comes initially through experience, and then you can start learning, I guess, from book knowledge, right? I can take the experience I have, and I can go through the books and go, yeah, that's on, that's not on. And you can literally sense it. It's like opening up whole new senses. And we've been taught to trust blindly without questioning, and that has gotten us into a whole heap of trouble, much like the TSA agents that trust blindly that the government would not radiate them. Yeah, right. They're cannon fodder, just as our troops, unfortunately. Bless them, but they've been sent into disastrous scenarios, not fighting for the American Republic. They're under UN command, NATO command, all of these things. These things are not constitutional. They're quasi-constitutional. And yes, it hurts me to say it, but we've got to acknowledge it. You know, as I mentioned, honor is not doing the right thing over and over, and suddenly it becomes honorable at one point. No, it's recognizing a mistake is made and then correcting it. That is what honorable is, in my humble opinion. You may have a different one. Listen, we want to talk about some regulatory issues. I have an interview I've been sitting on for quite some time. Fascinating how someone on the inside dealing with the regulatory agencies, this one particularly in Canada, and I think it is worthwhile to bring up now as we talk about supplements, regulations, who you're going to trust, who you're going to believe. And so we're going to hear from Lionel Payson, and he's up there in Canada. I interviewed him at the Natural Products Expo West a while ago, but the interview is very prescient. Very relevant to what's going on today. So we're going to take a break, come back with that interview, and rock on for health, freedom, and liberty. David Steinman from the Healthy Living magazine, The Green Patriot, is going to join me next hour as well as we rock the health world for health, freedom, and liberty, as we do every day right here on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Worried about how you'll pay for retirement? Even if you haven't saved a dime, there's a way to trade up to a better life when you retire. The experts don't tell you because there's no money in it for them. But thousands of people rescue their retirement this way every year. You can too at GoRetireBetter.com. David and Ann from North Carolina did it. He had a computer job. She was a secretary. They worked hard, saved, but still, they didn't have enough to last long term. So they rescued their retirement, just like you can at GoRetireBetter.com. Today, they live like the upper crust in a 3-bedroom home with a pool. They eat out all the time, go to concerts, take trips to the beach. They don't worry anymore about outliving their nest egg. Find out how they did it at GoRetireBetter.com. That's GoRetireBetter.com. robertscottbell.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
As we continue here with our Man on the Street interviews at the Natural Products Expo West, get into contact with a lot of people from a lot of backgrounds, and sometimes we get to talk about regulatory issues. Ooh, I know. Who wants to do that? Well, I do, because there's a lot of things happening on a global scale impacting us locally, whether it be in Canada or the United States here in North America. And I've got an expert of experts right now, Lionel Payson. He's the president of Natural Products Consulting Corporation in Canada, and he knows Health Canada. And we'll talk a little bit about the regulatory environment, not only in Canada, but here in the United States, because so many similarities exist between these regulatory agencies from country to country. And we'll get to the bottom of some very interesting things here. Lionel Payson, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. I'm happy to be here.
Well, now, controversies abound, Lionel, about the role of government. Now, we could argue that maybe they're supposed to keep us safe, right? But in many regions around the world, particularly here in the West, the regulatory agencies have protected the big pharmaceutical companies from the people as opposed to the people from dangerous drugs.
You're exactly right.
So you've seen this firsthand.
Well, absolutely. As you know, Robert, I've been in the business 54 years, and but in Canada. It's been very frustrating. However, it is a little different in Canada. There is, we have a little different system. We have a parliamentary system. And Parliament has given Health Canada the mandate to protect the public from products that are unsafe, products that are fraudulent, or products that are poorly made. Therefore, natural products, which you think of as dietary supplements,
right,
are regulated as a subset of drugs. As such, you have to prove to the government you get them licensed. But in order to get them licensed, you need to prove, A, the product is safe. That's number one. And that's done with either clinical trials or documents that come out of universities or traditional use. So there's a variety of ways of proving this.
Yes.
Secondly, you have to prove efficacy, that the product is going to do what you claim. And in Canada, you must make a health claim.
Yeah, that's different, because in the United States, the FDA says you really can't say much. They talk about structure function statements, but it's somewhat nebulous. Here we are at the Natural Products Expo, loads of products. We're sitting in the booth of a silver manufacturer, right? Silver hydrosol. And in the U.S., they can make maybe a statement that says supports the immune system, right?
Right.
If they were to do a study that shows, oh my gosh, the silver can eradicate a viral infection, suddenly they would be regulated as a drug and not a supplement, even though it's a safe substance, it's non-toxic, no
right.
side effects. It kind of, just because what it does or what they claim it does, it just alters it like a sorcery magic or something.
Well, in Canada, and as a matter of fact, this company has given Health Canada something like 4.5 inches of paper of documentation to support its safe and effective use, and the government is accepting it, and which is which says a lot.
That's
it
a miracle.
Says a lot for this company.
Do you also part the Red Sea?
There are times, and there are times we drown.
Yeah, no, it's really, yeah, a lot of times. But going back to that original thing, the concern I have, and you've actually worked in Health Canada, have you not, in your past?
Never worked for Health Canada.
Okay.
I have a bit of a history. 45 years ago, I created, with another four people, the Canadian Health Food Association.
Okay.
And I was the spokesman to Health Canada for all that, well, I guess 43 years. I was on the board and was the active spokesman. As such, I got to know virtually anybody who's anybody at Health Canada. And we have an excellent relationship. And very often when we have to bend the law, I will say to them, look, we're going to do this. We know it's illegal, but this is the reason we're doing it. And they'll say, well, isn't that interesting? Well, you know, if you do such and such, then it'll fit within the law. I mean, they're reasonable people to deal with, but they clearly want to protect the Canadian public, and they don't want fraud. They don't want you selling alfalfa to make your nose grow.
Right. but you know, I like in a lot of here in the U.S. anyway, some of the fraud is being perpetrated by the regulatory agencies because of there's a revolving door between big pharma and between big government. And, you know, a lot of times they're approving drugs that even the drug trials were showing to be very dangerous, even sometimes more dangerous than placebo. We have the example of the Haemophilus influenza, the HIB vaccine now. Four children, maybe a fifth one now, have died in Japan. They've halted it completely, yet it was approved despite a lot of risk factors in there. And
you have to think some money changed hands.
Okay, so I'm not being unreasonable thinking.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's frustrating down here. The FDA would like to have bigger teeth. Unfortunately, they don't. I think you'll find under Obama and Hamilton that they will be a lot stricter. And the public wins. Industry just has to learn that they've got to put out good product.
Yeah. Well, what about the future of the regulatory environment? We have an economic crisis, particularly here in the U.S. I think all of the West, maybe the whole world right now, dealing with that. And it's expensive to regulate. You know, the people... You know, how much will they deal with, whether it be via taxation, whether it be the government borrowing, going into debt, or, you know, how much more of this can happen, or when is it too much, when there'll be some kind of rollback and movement more toward health freedom?
You know, health freedom, it's a good slogan. It doesn't mean a lot. You've got health freedom. You've got more than health freedom. You've got the ability to sell virtually anything until you get caught. And that's wrong. It's wrong. That doesn't do the industry any good.
But Lionel, I mean, what happens if you get caught curing cancer without government approval? I mean, you haven't defrauded anybody, but according to the government, it's like you're doing something we're not allowing you to do because...
Well, come on. A person has cancer, and they've been told this product is going to help them. And they give up the drugs that may do something for them.
May, but we know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. They really don't have great answers. If they're taken along with their drugs, that's one thing. If they're taken instead of the drugs, chances are that they're going to lose.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a homeopath here. I'm really out there, right? According to the regulatory agency, don't like what I do. But I see, and I know physicians, in fact, that you know, address cancer in patients with no chemotherapy, no radiation, no surgery, and not just occasionally, but regularly get their patients better. And they're subject to beyond scrutiny, many times attacks, delicensing.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, that is where the health freedom thing is legitimate. Do we have a freedom as a consumer, as a doctor, whatever, to choose to go a different path with fully informed consent, mind you?
Yeah.
I don't want to see defrauding. But there's some element of where are we as adults able to make decision without the government intervening?
Can you? You know, this is where, like, I can use Canada as an example.
Okay.
They have a department, Natural Health Products Directorate. Has 190 people in there, naturopaths, homeopaths, herbalists, people who understand what's going on. And they represent the consumer. And their job is to make certain that the consumer is not defrauded. And, yes, there are some products that don't make it. And maybe they do have some value. And there just isn't sufficient documentation to support it.
Right.
However, for the most part, the public wins. They're not going to be defrauded.
Well, the as we talked about, the defrauding, and it's very interesting because I see in Canada something that hasn't really happened here. Like I talk about a really focal point, Natural Products Health Directorate, where you can have some level of claims associated with a natural product, you know, via substantiation. And I'm encouraged because the work you've done has been sensational. I've seen some of the things you've done in advocating for some natural things to have a place in the market. But, you know, the concerns I have are very real, at least specific to the United States, where I've seen very many legitimate therapies that may never, in some cases, can't even rise to the level of the same way they would analyze or test a drug, for instance. Mm-hmm. The testing is just not adequate to determine it. And I guess I would defer always to freedom. Yes, it's a dangerous world. I am not advocating fraud, though. So, like, you look, walking that fine line of, all right, let's have a separate area to say these have not been, let's say, evaluated. So you go in at your own risk, and I'm an adult, and I want to take that risk. I guess it's a whole other discussion, perhaps. I don't know.
No, you talk about freedom. In Canada, they estimate there's about 50,000 natural products. We haven't lost any of them. they're all available, with the odd exception, where it's been proven that they really don't do what they're cleaned, or they are partially unsafe.
Yes.
Or wholly unsafe.
Yeah, unholy.
That's right, unholy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we like our system. We find it very good. The industry hasn't been hurt by it. The consumer is protected by it.
Yes.
And hopefully the American system will move towards that. I know that Health Canada and the FDA do work together.
A lot, yeah.
And the FDA has their tongue out sometimes saying, geez, we wish you had the powers of Health Canada.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what the future brings.
Well, you know, it is a fascinating discussion because not everybody, you know, here, most of my audience is in the United States. I do have a lot of Canadian listeners now through Natural News and such. And, you know, we perceive a very antagonistic relationship often with the regulators because we're on the forefront of certain innovations that may take years before they're quote-unquote accepted.
Quite right.
And some of us don't care about acceptance. We're just looking at practicality of somebody comes to me, they've been spit out by the medical field, yep, approved by government. They have no choice. Where is their freedom to choose it, much less the practitioner who's giving it without fraud, just to be honest about it, to provide another option?
Well, how it's dealt with in Canada, naturopaths are legal doctors.
Yep.
Homeopaths are covered under naturopathy, and they're not governed under these regulations.
Yeah, it is unique because I've been to Canada and I visited health food stores, as they call them.
Yeah.
There are homeopaths and naturopaths regularly in there. You don't see that here in the United States, I'll be honest. You're educating laypersons and some that have taken up the time for additional education in herbalism and things.
Yeah.
But it is really quite different there. There seems to be more integration.
There's an honest approval of natural healing. There really is.
Yeah.
And because certainly the Indian population supports that, almost a third of our population is French, so we get a lot of that from the European approach, which is very much in support of natural products and natural healing.
Well, I like to see.
It's a good life for there.
You know, fascinating discussion here. Not often do we get to go into this depth to really get to the nuts and bolts of things you've been dealing with for many decades now. Revisit again the issue of silver, because you're telling me that you were actually to supply reams of documentation and scientific verification about, and Health Canada actually accepted and said it's okay, silver hydrosol is okay in Canada.
Absolutely. And thanks to this company, this
Natural Immunogenics.
Immunogenics. They have material and support material that is so far ahead of so much of the competition. I'm really impressed with them. I really am. And this is not a commercial. This is not.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
You've seen a lot. I say this. When I'm hearing that from you, I'm going, wow, because you have seen a lot. And you've had to deal with a lot of egghead science research submissions to a regulatory authority. So I'm impressed hearing that from you.
You got it. You're right.
Yeah. Well, if any of my listeners in Canada ever run into trouble with Health Canada, there could be worse people to call than Lionel Payson. I'll tell you what. Not that you have any more time, as busy as you are. Do you have a website where people can read or learn more about you?
I believe you have it there.
Let me see if I can read it. Here, www.npc-corp.ca.
Correct.
www.npc-corp.ca. Oh, Lionel Payson, I've enjoyed talking with you. Fascinating behind-the-scenes discussion on regulatory environment up there in Canada. Seems to be a little better than what we have here in America and the United States now.
My pleasure. Be well, my friend.
Right. Thank you so much.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Way may be the perfect food for you. One World Way is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know about you, but I found that a fascinating interview because I admit it. I am sometimes extreme in my views. That's right. Maybe not unyielding. Maybe unyielding. I don't know. But I really don't believe the government knows what it's doing when it comes to these regulations. Although Lionel has been involved in that for 30 years, so obviously he's going to defend that perspective, and I respect him for it. And we can continue to coexist happily. No problem there. See what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Well, let's take a moment to go back to the phone calls because I'm trying to catch up with all of them since I was out of town. Oh, looks like there's one now. Don, did you do that? All right, front that call. Let's see who's on.
Hi, Robert. This is Marlon Glenn calling from Inkster, Michigan. Just want to say I love your show. Just looking for a little advice. My family is having some issues with boils. And we're wondering if you have any natural remedies that you could recommend to help us out with our boil situation. Again, great job for all that you do. We appreciate you guys and love you so much. All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
Well, Marlon, you called the right guy when it comes to boils. No, not because I have a boil now, but yes, I've had boils, and they used to be actually much more common in the history of America and the West. Boils were a normal, let's say, response to an infection or something that's in the body, and the body was strong enough, although maybe compromised from an excretory perspective, but strong enough to basically deal with this and encapsulate it and throw it out like it normally should. That's a healthy response. A boil is a powerful response. What is it indeed? Well, oftentimes it's associated with methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus in modern times. Prior to modern times, before the advent of the crazy antibiotic religion, it was a Staphylococcus aureus collection. They'd always find staph in these boils, and they'd say, well, it's the infection. It's caused it. Now, anytime you have a pus-like infection, something that grows into a head, this is something that is a job for guess what? Well, don't guess what. You'll never guess. It's Latin. It's homeopathic. For those of you who know homeopathy, maybe you already know about this remedy. It's called hepar-sulfur calcarium. Hepar-sulfur for short, H-E-P-A-R-sulfur. Hepar-sulfur, H-E-P-A-R-sulfur. And it's a homeopathic medicine. Anytime there's a staph-like infection, a pus-like infection, a boil, hepar-sulfur is indicated. And it's one of those remedies that just helps the body to bring it to a head, get rid of it. And I've seen in some cases where it just dissipates all of its own as the body resorbs it and deals with it another way. But there alone is a very simple method by which if you had a homeopathic home medical kit and you had some hepar-sulfur, you got it. It's done. Now, I'll get into how to take it in a moment, but when I referenced the West and the United States, the history where there were more boils, it's a human phenomenon. It's a global phenomenon. Boils have been written about for thousands of years. But what I'm trying to relate is that in the West, where we've become more chronically ill, we see less boils and more chronic illness. Again, the sthenic, we call it the strengthening condition of someone who has a state of health where they can have an acute, violent, if you will, response to throw things out of the body. And that's, again, it's a different concept. I realize most people haven't even thought of it in this term, but that's what we're doing here with hypersulfur. So we take, let's say you go to the health food store and they have a 6X or a 6C or a 12X or a 10X or a 12C or a 15X. You know, there are all these different numbers and letters. For me, it's not so critical the number in the letter so much as the right remedy. So if you have hypersulfur in the kit, or maybe you have a complex homeopathic infection remedy from King Bio, right? You call King Bio and say, hey, do you have an infection remedy? Whatever. Does it have hypersulfur in it? It does. Good. Okay, you're in. Take it. And that will help to address that issue. Now, as far as taking it, it's a frequency of dosage based on early acute phase. You take the remedy more frequently, you know, even every hour, whatever it takes in the initial phase to get through it. Sometimes they're very red, angry, and painful. Take it more frequently. As things ease up, take it a little less frequently, and you'll find that, you know, literally it will either open up and come on out, or it'll be resorbed and you'll move on. The most classic example of hypersulfur had to deal with something more along the lines of something you don't see much anymore called a carbuncle. You have to go back in the medical history books and look at that. My mother had these huge bumps, a couple of huge bumps on her back. I mean, it was – and this was at the time when we were first learning about homeopathic medicine, organic food, switching over, working with my homeopathic mentor. We were working on a lot of things, our health, and my mom was working on her health too. And she had always had this little lump in the back, like solidified tissue in there. It was something strange. Now, obviously, you'd be worried in the West. Could it be cancer, right? Is it a tumor? And he was saying, no, it's not. We just got to drive it out. We got to clean the body. Body's trying to detoxify. And she continued to take a lot of remedies, including the hypersulfur. And this thing got bigger and more angry and red and painful. I'm telling you, it was just a sight to behold. There are pictures of it. I don't know if you'd want to see it. You'd lose your cookies. But suffice it to say, continued. Eventually, it opened up, started discharging. I thought a Buick was going to drive out of this thing. It was so big and bad. But there were literally hardened pieces of tissue that came out of it. And she still has like a indentation from where that lump had been almost her whole life, as far back as she could remember in her adult life. But listen, now she's 76. She doesn't have cancer. She's on no drugs. Of course, if she hadn't done what she did, it would have been a whole different story. She would have been a cancer candidate for sure, as we saw it running in so many of the family members. So these are the things. We're driving things out. We're encouraging the body to do what it does. Kind of like in the chicken pox, we don't suppress the chicken pox. We encourage the pox to come out and you get through it. If we had understood that with smallpox, there'd be very few people dying of smallpox either, just like the homeopathic hospitals and the eclectic herbalists knew. But no, we're sitting here stuck in ignorance, having to relearn all that we've forgotten about natural medicine, natural remedies, homeopathy, and the like. And I'm glad you're here with me to do just that. By the way, you can utilize the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel topically in any of those situations as well. That will be a great assist in accelerating the tissue healing. Thank you for being here. We got a lot more to do, actually. We got some healing to do. We got David Steinman, the Green Patriot, a good guy, the editor of Doctor's Prescription for Healthy Living. He's going to be joining us next hour, along with other healing surprises. Let's see what else is in the news. I'll check with my producer on the break, and we'll be right back with more powerful healing. This is the place where I remind you every day that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com. where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
As if there weren't enough reasons already to dislike Obamacare, I was just reviewing some websites last night, just reviewing the news as we do every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show between Don and I, and this editorial popped up that made a very compelling case for Obamacare being the introduction of the East German Stasi into American medical system. And this is where, you know, I understand why doctors like my show now over the years, because I've been speaking up for their freedom too. But the docs, you're done for. If Obamacare is held to be constitutional, medical doctors are toast. You are now criminals on a stick. That's right. Amid the Obamacare fiasco, the latest is that physicians will be subject to streams of grubby government spies checking up on their Medicare patient intake. No, this isn't Euro-socialist care anymore. This is the Soviet Union. Come back to life here in the United States. Lest you think I'm making this up, this was stimulated by a front page article in the New York Times last Monday. A big story. Reporting about the Obama administration officials intending to recruit a team of workplace spies they call mystery shoppers. Oh, Obama, thank you for the mystery shoppers. Where is that in the Constitution? Oh, I'm sure it's under the General Welfare Clause or Interstate Commerce Clause. We just didn't see it. It was there in invisible ink. How'd they find it? Well, of course, they probably called Benjamin Franklin Gates from National Treasure to squeeze some lemon juice on the Constitution and found, oh, lo and behold, we didn't know that was there. Now we can finally implement Obamacare. We've got our spies. We've got our mystery shoppers. What are the mystery shoppers going to do? They're going to call up U.S. private positions under false pretenses. Yep, they're going to lie to doctors. Government agents going to lie to doctors. Ooh, that's new and interesting. They're going to fraudulently pose as patients. Fraud. They're going to lie and exhibit fraud on doctors posing as patients just to pry information out of their medical office staff about what kind of payment arrangements these doctors are taking from patients these days. Like, this is a sting operation. You know, normally the lawmen, the G-men, whatever, they reserve for suspected criminals. Now you're a doctor. You're a suspected criminal. Just like you're a traveler, you're a suspected terrorist. The Health and Human Services Department, DHHS, says its stealth survey is just a well-intentioned effort to learn if there's a doctor shortage now that Obamacare has extended medical care to 30 million new patients. It's well-intentioned. Remember, the road to you-know-what is paved with good intentions. These newly insured Americans will need to seek out new primary care physicians, further exacerbating the already growing problem. That's an HHS document. That's how they put it in the document. In reality, it's a Stasi-like move to identify hoarders of medical services. Much as East Germany, domestic spies known as Stasi did to producers and service providers under communism. What's it like to be a doctor today? You ask for permission. You got your license. You have special status. Now eat this. That's what the government is finally coming down to do. You are now a criminal for having a license. Yes. It also amounts to a de facto effort to intimidate doctors into accepting Medicare and Medicaid. Those patients at artificially low rates so as not to attract other government scrutiny. Yes, take those patients and you will bill at less than it costs you to take care of them or else we're coming down on you as the criminal that you are. Wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. Ah, but Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky chimed in on this. He's also a physician. I've spoken to him many times. This out-of-control bureaucracy apparently isn't satisfied with just writing hundreds of new regulations needed to enforce Obamacare. They've taken to wasting taxpayer dollars, harassing doctors' offices, and impeding productivity. One can only assume that Big Brother tactic is part of a larger plan to force doctors to accept government insurance, whether they like it or not. Docs, are you ready to leave your profession? Are you ready to drop your license, turn it in, and start healing people, or just leaving the profession altogether? Because this is what's happening. There's a shortage of physicians in the U.S.? No, big surprise. A survey by doctors in 2009 found that a majority intended to leave the profession if Obamacare passed, in part because government-dictated rates fall below their own cost of doing business. And, you know, this isn't a monopoly. They thought they had it good. They had the monopoly. They don't have competition from homeopaths. They don't have to compete with herbalists and Reiki masters or any other holistic health care provider. They got their monopoly. Look, they're getting screwed by their own monopoly. And that's why shortages crop up in every socialized system, whether it's wheat in the USSR or Zimbabwe, medical care in Havana, or oil, electricity, water, and food in Caracas, Venezuela. It's another reason why Obamacare is not going to survive, even if it passes constitutional muster by deluded judges on the Supreme Court. We'll see what happens there. You want to go into medical school? Lord knows why, because this is what you got to look forward to. Yes, be a healer. Be the healer you were intended to be by that which created you. But don't ask permission of government. You're asking for something that is not required, and you're asking for a whole heap of trouble. Don, is that radical? Stop asking for permission. Don't be a doctor if it requires permission of government, because look at what has happened. Oh, my goodness. This is what I saw. This is what my uncle, God bless his soul, he warned me about back in the 1970s that this was coming. He's no longer with us to be able to see what he knew was coming either. And he warned me not to be a medical doctor. I wondered why. I scratched my head when I was a kid. I didn't really understand it, but I certainly do now. And this is why we've got to restore integrity to health and healing. And that is good for the doctors as well, because now they have become criminals, de facto criminals, under Obamacare. Oh, well, I'm trying to help them too. Hey, Don, you ever think God's trying to send us a message?
Sure seems like it sometimes.
Yeah. I'm thinking this in terms of, look, the Fukushima issue still hasn't been resolved, the earthquake tsunami. Now we have in Nebraska the nuclear plant surrounded by water. Water's leaking through that. They're not telling us anything if there's radiation leaks, and if there are, don't likely expect them to. And now we've got the Los Alamos nuclear weapons lab being threatened by a wildfire. I mean, they're literally throwing everything they can to protect that nuclear facility against wildfire. You got natural disasters of biblical proportion happening all around nuclear power plants. Do you think somebody's trying to send us a message? I mean, think about this. I'll have to talk to David Steinman about this, the Green Patriot. He's coming up in a little bit. But I just think, you know, this is clearly a message is being sent that you opened up the nuclear atom, the atom bomb, everything else that came from it, Oppenheimer, Einstein, all these guys said this is a disaster if we didn't have the consciousness to understand what hath we wrought. The firefighters in New Mexico have their work cut out for them. I mean, this is a huge fire, and it's approaching, you know, a place where there's 20,000 barrels of plutonium-contaminated waste at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. This is, look, how many times do we have to be, I guess, warned, right? Before the disaster is uncontainable. What's it going to take? Will the consciousness shift before we all turn into radioactive zombies? I mean, we have it bad enough with the TSA and the medical profession insisting that radiation is good for everything, from scanning to treating disease, forgetting the fact that it causes disease. Earth to God, come in, please. I think it's the other way around. God to Earth, come in, please. Are there any humans listening? And in case there are any, they're probably reading Natural News and listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, eating lots of seaweed, taking extra selenium and iodine in food forms. Of course, taking the EMF detox remedy or other homeopathic remedies to counteract the radiation and eating lower on the food chain while we can to reduce any of the damage, especially to our kids and for those of you who have grandkids. Okay, enough said. I'm going to lose my temper if I continue with that story any longer. So I'm going to go to something else. Oh, this is not making me happier. Good Lord. The news is just getting more intense here. Dietary Supplement Labeling Act, breaking news. From the Alliance for National Health. Guess who strikes again? Senator Dick Durbin, the Turbin. He is introducing a bill. According to his staff, he's a Democrat from Illinois, never met a dietary supplement that he didn't think was going to kill everybody on planet Earth. Evidently never met a drug he didn't dislike either. Recognizing he's playing right in the hands of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, playing it up, the supplements are dangerous because of melatonin-filled lazy cakes brownies. As if they were supplements. They were not. But because of that, he wants enhanced FDA registration requirements. Already, they require FDA registration of all dietary supplement manufacturers. He wants enhanced labeling requirements, as if there isn't enough information on a dietary supplement label with the supplement facts panel and everything else. He wants you to put drug interactions on there. Hey, how about drugs putting food interactions on their label, you Durbin Turbin? Oh, man, I'm trying to be nice here. It's hard to do it with Dick Durbin. He is not a big fan of what we do. Supplements versus conventional foods with food additives. FDA will need to publish guidance about the definition of conventional foods so that legitimate dietary supplements can be differentiated from products like lazy cakes. This is intended to prevent a good food producer from falsely labeling it as a supplement. But they already have the ability, the FDA. They're not enforcing that which they already have the power to do, which is the game, which is how it's played. Oh, we didn't see that. We couldn't, even though they could and they should, but they didn't because they didn't want to, so that Dick Durbin could call for more FDA oversight, intervention, bigger budgets. Sorry, Durbin, not happening. $285 million already cut off of their budget. That would have been used to enforce the Food Safety Modernization Act. Sorry, Durbin, ain't going to happen. There's no more money. Get over it. And we're going to get over this commercial break. We're going to say thanks to our sponsors, and then we're going to say hello to my dear friend, David Steinman. And he is the Green Patriot. He is the editor-in-chief of Healthy Living Magazine. And we're going to just riff on a lot of things environmental, if you don't mind. I don't mind. We're going to rock and roll with it. Remember, the number to call is 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com is the website. Also, remember to put your email address in at naturalnewsradio.com where you're listening right now and get your daily updates of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back after this with more powerful healing.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we are once again, rocking the health world, and I'm bringing back a good friend and someone who's been a very outspoken advocate for health freedom, for nutrition. He's got a magazine known as Healthy Living, the doctor's prescription for healthy living. Also, he has his own radio show called The Green Patriot and Healthy Living. And I'm so glad to welcome you back. It's David Steinman.
Robert Scott Bell, how are you today?
Doing really well, and I appreciate your outlet with your magazine. I've written for it over the years as well, and you've been putting good information out. You've connected with great companies, great services, and it's always a pleasure to connect and talk about some things and head into controversial waters as well. I love just sharing with you.
You know what? Doing Healthy Living Magazine is a fantastic thing. I love learning about all these different nutritional products. I love dealing with health freedom, the environment, green living, how to make America stronger. I mean, this is where it's at. It's exciting to be in the natural health field.
Yes.
You can understand why people get so excited about it.
Well, yeah, you wake up every day and you're like, wow, what are we going to uncover next? How are we going to empower people next? I mean, it really is something different than being a so-called, not that are pencil pushers anymore, but a lot of jobs don't have that extra something that you feel like every day you're giving people something that they really are desiring strongly. It's making their lives better.
You know, I think people in natural health are not only very optimistic, but mission-driven.
Yes.
And I think anyone who buys in a health food store, who's working at Whole Foods or a vitamin shop or an independent health food store, they really want to help people. And they wake up in the morning optimistic that they can. And, you know, Robert, one of the really interesting things about the health movement is its diversity of politics.
Yeah.
You know, no matter where you go, whether you're in Missouri or on the East Coast, in New York or in California, your politics may be somewhat different, but what brings people together all over this country is really that when they believe in natural health, they really understand each other at that level, and you start to really connect with other people. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, I've discussed this. Like earlier in the week, I had my dear friend Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, and he founded that center, you know, which is basically one that acknowledges that the federal government is not supreme when it comes to violating the Constitution, that states have the rights given to them by the people to do things. And now they were founded at the time Bush was doing all his wacky stuff with the Middle East and other things like that, and so they were thought at that point to be this far-left, liberal, anti-Bush thing. And now that Obama's president, they're stepping up their game more because he's doubled down on a lot of what Bush did. So now they're saying they're a right-wing organization. It's like they've been consistently anti-war, and they've been bringing people together from the right and left who simply believe in liberty and freedom and getting the government out of the way so we can live properly, healthfully.
Well, yeah, but you know what? The government just did something really interesting. They just declared formaldehyde a known human carcinogen.
Yes.
So I like it when they do step in, and I think when they do the right thing.
Oh, sure. But about 30 years too late.
Yeah, well, of course. You know,
yeah.
People have known about formaldehyde, that it causes cancer for
right.
years. And there's always a little bit in the environment. There's always a little bit in your bloodstream. There's probably even a little bit in your breath because it's naturally occurring. But the problem is when household cleaning product manufacturers, when cosmetic companies, when they all start dumping these preservatives that contain formaldehyde into their products, then we put these products on our skin or inhale them, and then we start absorbing it. And that's where the real concern is. And that's why it took government, you're right, way too long from pressure by the industries that make formaldehyde and market it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the evil of corporatism. You know, we got corporate welfare. These companies are lobbying for special favors and privileges, and that's what we find is basically the culture of government. And we've known, you know, covering natural stories for years, David, formaldehyde, for goodness sake, they still have it in vaccinations. And yet, you know, the government says, oh, mercury in tooth fillings is safe. We got to fight for years to get that done. And so in many ways, they've actually been the enabler of those who have poisoned and polluted. And that's the great irony of those who love the environment, thinking we'll go to government. Government will protect us. And they're bought off. We got to find a way to get them back to the people.
Well, and then what they do is they say, well, we've banned formaldehyde, but they legalize it by saying, well, you can have it in other ingredients like quaternium 15.
Yes.
If you see that on your cosmetics, folks, that's a real formaldehyde releasing preservative.
Yeah.
So or they might put it into a the quaternium compounds are one of the really big ones. You got to look for that on the labels because that's how you tell if it's in there.
Yes. Well, it's like you have to be the watcher of the watcher. Or, you know, it's like if we talk about the regulatory environment of FDA, right? They haven't done a real bang-up job of protecting the people. What they tend to be is protecting the pharmaceutical companies from the people that they harm. And so we have to be, you know, the watchdogs of the watchers. And in this case, as you said, with formaldehyde, okay, we finally got them to admit it. And then they find ways to sneak it or allow it in, exceptions here, exceptions there. And there's so much of that going on. It's like the people have to be eternally vigilant. We can't turn it over and expect that these other people are not going to be corrupted by the power and the money that they have access to.
Yeah, but you know, companies have to step up too. There are companies, and we've covered them in Healthy Living Magazine, who have recognized this and who have done everything possible to eliminate. I'll just give you a couple examples.
Yeah.
For cosmetics, for example, Aubrey Organics has never used formaldehyde.
Great company for years, yes.
You know, they've been very dedicated to that. Derma E is another company that just hasn't used formaldehyde that has issued it. And the household cleaning products, you have companies like Earth Friendly Products. They have not – they've never used formaldehyde. And a lot of companies that produce household cleaners for color cosmetics. Now, this is where you find – a lot of formaldehyde donors, because anything that's used on the face or around the eyes, a lot of manufacturers believe they have to use formaldehyde because it kills the bacteria. There are safer alternatives that companies can use. For example, there's a preservative called methyl chloroisothiazolone. It isn't a great one, but it's used as a substitute because it has no formaldehyde. You might see it as Cathone GC. So that's a big improvement. But Beauty Without Cruelty is a great color cosmetic line that got rid of its formaldehyde just recently. They don't test on animals. They don't have toluene. They've just taken every step possible to clean. And in a color cosmetic line, that's really rare because color cosmetics, as I said, are using all sorts of toluene, polyethylene glycol, formaldehyde donors all around, in their products.
Yeah, there's a big growth movement on, obviously, for cosmetics that are really clean, not just pretend clean. And you've done a great job of highlighting and spotlighting and editorializing on this. Because when we talk about cleaning up the environment, I mean, our bodies are an environment. And I often say, you know, you want the world to clean up. When are you going to clean up your act, right? What are you doing at home? These are the things, the simple things. That's what I like about your concept of green patriotism. It's like, it's patriotic to be green. We have become a culture of waste. We can just waste everything. And there's a law of economy that is just frittering away. The economy itself is being destroyed based on this waste kind of concept.
Well, you know, getting back to what you were talking about with getting government out of the way, our government doesn't have an energy policy. It doesn't really have that agenda. It's never been stable enough. It goes from the right to the left, and now it's tipping right again. So it's really up to us who are consumers to make those decisions to lead this country and free it from the shackles of foreign oil.
Yep.
And one of the ways we can do it is to use oil where it's needed and don't use it where it isn't needed, just like our grandparents did in World War II when at home there was a big oil conservation effort. So, you know, when you buy household cleaning products without petroleum, when you do it for cosmetics, when you buy organic foods or locally grown foods, you are taking the future of your country into your own hands, and you're doing an end run around Congress and the presidency, because they don't have an energy policy for this country.
You're right.
Those little things you do, as Ed Begley Jr. likes to point out, the low-hanging fruit creates great ripple effects and habits in your own life, and then you might start saying, well, you know, maybe I should get an electric car. Maybe I should look at the Leaf or the Nissan Leaf or the Chevy Volt, and then you start making other changes, and this is the way America is going to get stronger from within and free itself from foreign oil. It's we the people doing what we've got to do.
See, Dave, that's brilliant, and it's so simple. It's reminding the people that they have the power to make the change. We don't have to beg, plead, cajole, whatever we got to do. We simply got to make choices that are different. And you know, of course, they make it so easy to make the wrong choices. It's not as easy. For instance, I've been eating organically since like 1990, 91, right? I made a choice for my own health that this was where I had to go in order to survive and then one day thrive again. Now, it's become normal for me, so that when you make the choices, they seem difficult at first. But as you live that new way, it's like, well, it wasn't so hard. I just had to get used to it.
You know what? But, you know, these little things, and then you know, you look at the news these days, the flooding going on right now in the Midwest. Did you hear about that nuclear reactor in Nebraska?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Is it along the Missouri? One of our huge rivers that's just flooded.
Yeah.
Our nuclear reactors are flooded.
Well, and we've been covering the nuclear issue through Natural News Radio as well as right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, you know, a lot of people were convinced that it was so-called green or clean energy. Never did they consider how much unclean energy it took to produce those things. And then, of course, yeah, once you've got it built, as long as nothing goes wrong, then maybe you can argue. But, of course, when it goes wrong, it's absolutely disastrous. And it can be so for thousands of years as we're learning what's happening at Fukushima in Japan.
Well, imagine if that happened along the California coast and we lost – if that happened at the San Onofre plant along California. There's a very, very – there's no protection for that plant in terms of tsunamis. Hopefully there will never be one there. But you imagine that large swath of coast just lost, or if we lost the plant we have right next to New York City. I think it's called Indian Point.
Yeah.
Is the one right next to New York City. We have got to be concerned. We've got to look at what happened at Fukushima and say, where are we weak in all this? If you listen to Rachel Maddow, she's been a great environmental reporter on MSNBC in terms of bringing out all the risks we are experiencing now at nuclear plants. Our industry needs much more government oversight, and we really need to be looking at what's going on here. That flooding that's going on now with these nuclear plants is really frightening. They're telling us nothing has happened.
Of course, yeah. And when we hear the government tell us everything's fine, I usually think the opposite based on what we know. Because when we dig for the
everything's
truth,
just fine, folks.
Right. Remember, David, you know,
you're glowing.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. You're glowing. It's lovely.
Why are we glowing?
Yeah. Well, we think about the official story, and this is something I've also covered in covering the issues of scientism, where science has become religion and cult, not science. But the official story is always there to protect the officials. And I think we've got to get that through our head. This blind trust in those that are authoritarian, not real authority, but they're authoritarians. They want to rule over us as opposed to understand that they serve us. And they give or feed us these lines, these stories to calm us. We can't think. We can't be allowed to think. We might actually do something that they don't like, which is, for instance, to end the nuclear issue right now and move towards what we call green energies. But we also see, and you mentioned this earlier, whether it would be a left or a right-leaning executive branch, it didn't matter. Nixon said we're going to be energy independent. And then Carter said it. And then Reagan said it. And everybody said it. And nobody did. We're at the same place we were, but worse. So at what point do we go, okay, no matter what they say, whether they believe they can do something or not, it's not happening. We have to make the decisions. We have to change our lives. And at that point, we're changing the world. We're not waiting for the world to be changed.
Yeah, I think so too. Except I also worry, Robert, I really worry about the latest reports on carbon emissions that were just released, even with this worldwide global recession and certainly the American near depression that this country is going through and continues to experience. Carbon emissions have gone way up over the last few years. And you look at the developing nations, China, India, their thirst for cars, for those gasoline-guzzling cars.
Right. They're doing what we did.
And carbon emissions are going up. And sometimes oil demand is going up. And so sometimes you look at what we're doing and you realize there are two parallel universes on this planet. One of them is this green universe that we're operating in, and there's this whole other fossil fuel universe. And the world is so thirsty for fossil fuels that both of these universes are going to continue on. Mm. So when people talk about opening up some areas of West Texas for oil shale, for example, you know, you sometimes wonder, well, isn't this going to happen too? Aren't we going to go as green as possible, but there's going to be more and more oil drilling? Both universes are going to keep happening.
Yeah.
And it seems like the left is really interested in stopping all the oil drilling, and all the oil drilling fans are interested in stopping anything green. It seems to me like both are going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to consider. We're going to continue this fascinating discussion with my good friend David Steinman. He's the editor of Healthy Living Magazine, and we'll talk about his radio show as well, which I'm scheduled to appear on again sometime in the near term. And, of course, lots more healing to go. The number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com, as well as NaturalNewsRadio.com. Enter your email addresses. We'll get you updated every day, including the links to all the wonderful things we're talking about, and you can find David there as well. We're coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert, he is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Having a great time with my friend David Steinman here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, talking. It drifted toward the environmental discussion, and why wouldn't it? I mean, he's known as the Green Patriot, and so it's appropriate. And we were just talking about, you know, the parallel universes as we're moving more toward a green consciousness, transitioning and how we interact with the world, how we look at energy production as such. Much of the so-called developing world, China, India, Pakistan, these other areas, thirsting for what we had, thinking it was the greatest thing ever. And David, this reminds me of when I went to West Africa a couple of times in the 90s. And I went as a homeopath speaking to the healers there as well. And I told them, do not do what we have done in the West. You must reject what we have done. Go back into the bush. Save your ancestors' medicine. Because our pharmaceutical way of life is a way of death and destruction and mayhem. We've got to turn back and go a different way. But we have been sold. The PR has been so effective. The black magic has been so effective that we've literally convinced the world that our way is the greatest way. And now as we're finding out, it hadn't been so great. They're all adopting it and be able to now, let's say, integrate it into their lives. It's an interesting thing that we are living in now.
Well, you know, look at things like pain relievers, for example. How many people were taking Celebrex, for example, and had heart attacks, and Vioxx, and had heart attacks? And there were no warnings on these drugs for a long time, and people didn't know that, for example, an herb from the rainforest like turmeric, which produces curcumin, has these amazing non-toxic but pain-relieving abilities. Who knew that? And most people were looking at Vioxx or Celebrex or ibuprofen.
Right.
Well, they could have been taking something so natural. And this is where the disconnect is. And these medicines are coming from that natural world that is being destroyed by our greed and our oil and
short-sightedness. I mean, it's like little children running around, not the positive side of children, but the irresponsible side, where we are behaving as little children, as adults. We should know better. We've learned, have we not? But evidently not. But, of course, the subsidies continue for production of oil. People don't realize how much went into making it the mainstay. And yet, as you said, they're violently reacting against those that want to move green because you're all about destroying the economy. Listen, I'm all about freedom, but the freedom to pollute is not absolute. You know, that's another aspect of freedom that people don't get. I mentioned the issue of cigarette smoking. I also mentioned the fact that tobacco is one of the fewest or least of all the ingredients in traditional now tobacco cigarettes from big tobacco. And somebody got upset with me saying, well, if you ban smoking, then you're going to, you know, where they're going to come and take away your freedom. And I'm not banning smoking. If you want to smoke in the privacy of an area where you're not polluting other people's air, that's fine. But understanding this concept of your rights end where another's begin and vice versa. And so that's why I really believe, and this is weird because it's a hard concept to understand, David. Everybody wants government intervention. I'm wary of it because I've seen the corruption there, and it's a tough decision. If I had the right to defend my property, and if I could utilize the courts to sue polluters without having the big corporate EPA preventing me from suing those polluters, they would be less likely to pollute because it would put them out of business. But that's something that still I think we're not at the level of understanding yet.
Well, that's, you know, that's Ron Paul. You know, that's where we should leave it to the courts. But, you know, it's very difficult to go up against some of these companies. And sometimes you don't even have the information. For example, you know, one of the things I've been working on is getting dioxane. Mm-hmm. I've been working with the Organic Consumers Association and the Green Patriot Working Group, getting dioxane out of kids' bubble bath shampoos, skin lotion, body wash and liquid soap and dishwashing detergent,
right?
Because it's a carcinogen and it is ending up in some water supplies. It's bad for kids. Companies never even revealed this ingredient until we did private testing. That's something the government should have done, by the way. And that's where
they fail, you know, and fall down.
Citizens have stepped in
exactly, like, and that's why I love what you're
firefighter just getting out there and doing it because no one else is.
Yes, and David, but, let me say that's what I love about what you're doing. At the same time, you have a philosophical view and belief. You're actually going out and doing it and being an example and inspiring others to do so as well, and that's affecting very positive change.
Well, you know what? We need to bring this change, though, in so many ways. You know, talking about the American way being best, or people going to West Africa, and people thinking that the pharmaceutical. Look at a nation that we're dealing with now, like Pakistan. You know, we give them billions and billions of dollars worth of arms, and one of the, you know, some of the things we need to be doing there, and that the world needs to be doing there, for example, that nation has lost all of its forests. So last year, there were these enormous floods in Pakistan that displaced something like 20 million people. These floods displaced so many people because there were no trees left to stop the erosion.
Right.
And because the ice, the glaciers are melting and creating torrential river flows because of global warming. One of the things we could be doing in a nation like that is helping to reforest it. It sounds crazy, but Lester Brown of World Watch Institute says we have to be thinking like that with other nations now. It's not just about giving arms, but we have to look at it from an environmental or green perspective. How do we help these nations?
Right.
If we can bring great things to other nations from our perspective, that's great. But if we're just trying to exploit them and sell them more drugs, you know.
Well, they become the market. I mean, they talk about the drug companies are looking for therapy-naive populations to basically test.
Yeah.
And that's those are the people that have been exposed to the dangers. Yeah. And it's horrific what we've exported. Now, it's not only us, because a lot of this – I just interviewed Matthias Rath, the German physician. And he's like public enemy number one to Big Pharma, because what he's revealed – I mean, basically the modern pharmaceutical culture came out of IG Farben, Nazi Germany. And he points that lineage to they have absolute control over the European Union, the EU, with some, of course, control here with our own FDA. And this is something that historically, if we're not aware of where these things come from, and we appeal to these same people who are basically evildoers, it's a little rough right now. The things are, you know, the disillusionment on a lot of levels. We're having to wake up and become adults and as I said, start behaving differently, which is what you're doing.
Yeah, that's where we got back to the very start. People who are dealing with what we are, natural health, natural medicine, a green perspective, we have to be the most optimistic people. Look at these Fukushima, Deepwater Horizon, the huge pharmaceutical trade, the billions of dollars that people spend on poisons. You know, we have to be eternal optimists, Robert. We have to go out there and fight for this stuff because, like I said, Congress isn't doing it. It's our country.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You know, we have to take it back.
Well, and even the environmental movement, I believe, got very corrupted by the money that they saw, the control, and the way they did it. So it's like you said, every which way you look, people may have a bright idea and a good idea, and it's like the corruption we have. It's like a third world country is what we call it, but it's more genteel, it's more civilized. But the corruption we're seeing on all levels, as the Democrats, Republicans, I'm an equal opportunity offender on this level, because I see that no matter who runs the so-called government, they tend to just the lowest common denominator plays itself out. It's all about power. And the consciousness has to shift, but it's not going to come from the top down. It's like this. What you're doing, David, what we're doing here is coming from the bottom up. It's changing people at the local level. And that is, you know, that is the very empowering message that we have here, what we're trying to do.
Well, you know, it's like Jordan Rubin, our great friend at Garden of Life Formulas, and we love them. They're great raw probiotics, wonderful stuff. He talks about beyond organics.
Yep.
And maybe we have to start talking about deep green too. You know, so many people are talking about green, but what is deep green? I'll give you a great example. One of the companies that we've written about recently is Earth Friendly Products. Most of their plants now throughout the United States are located in geographically disparate areas to cut down on transportation costs, and they're all now almost entirely powered by solar. So here's a company that's producing great cleaning products, getting back to what you can do in your personal life, but they're also reducing their carbon footprint in such a meaningful way that this becomes the deep green, and this becomes more transformative than, you know, if you're buying artificially colored products that say they're green, but the reason they say they're green is because they're colored green with artificial colorants.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's a very, very important point to make. There's a lot of subtlety and duping in the marketing of these things. And, of course, as the green movement grows and the people want to get back, they want to get cleaner, they want to eat better, it's very easy to be, let's say, tricked. I mean, that's look, marketers are very adept at that. And that's where I also say you've got to find the people, the companies, the media sources that are consistent in the message, that have not changed for years because they've always been there well ahead of the curve. And that's why I like Healthy Living Magazine, all that you're doing as well. And that's why people are reading Natural News, coming to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We haven't changed our message. It's the same thing. And so they say, where did you come from? Well, we've been doing it. Where have you been? And it's like the consciousness shifts. Suddenly they can see it.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's because we love it. We love it so much. We love talking about this stuff. We love being independent. And, you know, I'm sure we're both kind of tired of the Republicans versus the Democrats and nothing getting done.
Yeah.
Not enough getting done to save this country. It amazes me how we can talk about reducing the deficit and somehow taxing our way into prosperity. We have to unleash the creativity of this nation.
Mm.
We need to empower people. We don't do that by taxing them more. We do that by making things fair, by government getting in there and saying we're going to level the playing field. No more huge insurance subsidies for nuclear power plants to go up.
Right.
If you want to work in the free market, do it in a real way. Get your own insurance. Don't have everyone else paying for that.
Let me explain that, David, because what you said is something that many people are not aware of. The insurance costs for let's say a nuclear power plant are so cost prohibitive that they would make it impossible to be a real business. And so it's an artificial business. The free market would not sustain it. And that's what we're talking about. And that's very important, because I think green projects in a true free market where there is a level playing field would win out over the so-called even cheap oil, because people are going to want to have a healthy environment for their kids and grandkids. They're going to start making those decisions.
So talk about the free market. Talk about what you were talking about, externalizing the costs. When Fukushima happens, when Deepwater Horizon happens, it's called the Price-Anderson Nuclear Industries Indemnity Act. And this is the only way that nuclear power exists today. It's because we, the people, are insuring the industry. So if you want to talk about free market and wind versus nuclear, get rid of Price-Anderson Nuclear Industries Indemnity Act, and then come back to me and we can have an adult conversation.
Thank you. Exactly. Very, very well said, David. This is a very adult conversation. I'm loving it. It's very animated, too. I love the connect when we let loose. Who knows where it goes, but this is fun. And it really is transformative in helping people understand. And you're right, given a level playing field, we can talk about it in terms of health and healing. Imagine if oncologists, right, traditional cancer doctors that are licensed by the state, approved by FDA, that kind of thing, imagine if they had to compete with homeopaths and herbalists or even doctors who had gone holistic and detox clinics in a free market, one where you weren't given any special privileges or subsidies. People would be flooding. They would be running from the oncologist to these natural methods.
It's an amazing situation you bring up. We just reported on the work of Dr. Mirko Beljanski and L. Stephen Coles, who's going to be on your show, I know, at some point in the future.
Yes.
Just did Extraordinary Health, and Beljanski developed RNA fragments that are helping cancer patients to go through their entire chemotherapy and radiation because they keep their platelet levels up. There's no drug that does this. Only Real Build from Natural Source that Dr. Beljanski developed can do this. It was tested at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. This is from the natural world. Why don't more people know about this? Because billions are being spent to talk about just doing it with chemotherapy and radiation, when the truth is maybe there's some way to help there, but we need natural medicine too.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to talk about these things in a free manner. These companies can't do it.
Nope.
It's left to people like you and me who are journalists to talk about what's really going on.
Exactly. You know, it's very true, David, and that's why I bless you for doing what you do. That's why we're here. And, you know, you mentioned the issue of the Beljanski protocol, which is fantastic. I'm looking forward to covering that as well. And yet I still get calls and emails and Facebook things and saying, my doctor, the oncologist, says I shouldn't take any supplements while I'm doing chemotherapy. And I'm like, these people don't even read their own science. And this is the kind of stuff we're up against. We're small media, comparatively speaking, but it's growing tremendously, exponentially, because people are hungry for the truth and these facts. And, David, thank you so much for doing what you do with Healthy Living and the Green Patriot Radio and all that you're doing. I love it.
We'll talk to you. Visit us at Facebook, Healthy Living. Talk to you later, Robert.
You got it. I've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com. We got lots more healing to do and a short time to do it in after this break. Stay with me.
giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to David Steinman for helping me rock the health world. He's always a lot of fun when we get together. You know, Don, it's interesting because David comes from the left side of the political spectrum, and I'm not saying I come from the right side. I don't know where, honestly. After all these years, I see that I have so much disgust for the right and left that I don't know where. But the bottom line is freedom. We can come together on and converge on. There's evidence of that. I enjoy David a lot.
Well, you know, as far as the right and the left goes, I think there may have been a time where you could have said, here's the right, here's the left, and you fall into one of them. But in my opinion, now we're seeing more people that are just going down the middle and that are just tired of the social polarizing issues that pull people to the left, pull people to the right. People are focusing more on what really matters and not things like, gay marriage or flag burning or those types of things, you know.
Right. Well, pulling to the left, pulling to the right is good for a line dance, but no longer does that work so much fun politically because it's not accurate. All right, so let's see what else we got in the news today to wrap up today's show. The rats are back, this time mice. Remember we talked about bisphenol A, Don, the plastic residue that are in cans and so many things? BPA, and they're talking now the exposure makes male mice less masculine and attractive. Now, I'm no expert about mice or meeses or mouses, but I don't know what makes men mice attractive or not. I mean, they're all hairy and fuzzy and cute. I mean,
I can't remember the last time I saw a mouse on the cover of GQ.
Yeah, no, I mean, they do carry, full body hair, which I don't know if that's in or not now, but they are like that. That should be a masculine trait, but I guess the females also have the same trait. So I'm just questioning, how are they determining that BPA is making males less masculine and attractive? I mean, male mice here. Now, the extrapolation here, of course, is that the BPA, just like we've talked about, endocrine disrupting, is causing all kinds of demasculinization effects on boys who should become men, the boys to men. Not that, is that a group of music singers? But now it's boys to girls or boys to less than men based on BPA exposure. So these plastifiers, again, hats off to Mike Adams because he made a way where he can have these preserved foods in metal cans but keeping the food away from the BPA so that we don't have, all this food preservation that we need to consider, but then our kids are going to be unable honestly, I've talked about this, the concern I have for fertility and reproduction in the future.
Well, and it's kind of interesting when you think about it. You know, if you think back 50 years ago, or, you know, or even longer, when you look at what the image of men was, you know, a lot of people say, where have all the cowboys gone, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know the timeline on BPA on when it was started and when it became, you know, common in the general population, but a lot of people say that the, you know, there has been a demasculinization of men in general, and people have wondered what happened. You know, where are the real men anymore? And maybe it's just a coincidence, you know, the BPA has had an effect since it's been put into use and people have been exposed to it.
Well, where have the Marlboro mice gone, right? The Marlboro
Well,
mice.
I don't know if we're going to use Marlboro as the example, because we know where the Marlboro man is.
But remember, I got in trouble today, right? You know, we had a call. It was Marlon. He didn't like the fact that I brought up cigarettes and the ability to maybe limit the smoking. Was I not clear? I mean, I'm all for liberty. I would say let restaurants, if they want to serve smokers, do it, and then people can decide whether they want to go to the – who are non-smokers, go to the establishment. They've got to make a decision. I don't need the government to tell me, you know, where I can or can't smoke, even though I don't. But my point, I guess, was, and I don't know if I made it clear enough, I did again earlier, but that if you're smoking and your smoke is breathing it, going into my lungs, you know, that to me would be a violation of airspace.
Yeah, it's a very controversial issue. But I, you know, I tend to agree with you. You know, if I want to smoke, I want to have the right to be able to smoke. But if my smoking is affecting somebody directly, then I see how, you know, I can understand that and agree with that. I think what happens, though, is you've got the special interests that want to ban it altogether.
Right.
And so that's where you start to see these reports of secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke, you know, smoking vibes, you know, hitting your neighbor and causing them to become blind and lose their hearing. Some of that, I think, is a little bit far-fetched, but, you know, it's also one of those things. I don't know if there's really an end to the debate.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it clear that I'm not calling for a ban. And like I said, I'd be calling for tobacco to be put into cigarettes, or else they'd have to call them something else, right? Why can't they call cigarettes something else? Because they're not what people think they are, unless they're really going out of the way to get tobacco cigarettes.
Yeah, no, that's quite the story, and I've seen the information talking about tobacco, how it used to be, what it's become now, the money that's behind big tobacco, and again, I come down to the point that if the FDA approves cigarettes.
Yeah.
Which they are. You know, it's an FDA approval. Not that we look at FDA approval as something that's some great thing. We talk about that all the time. That means it's something bad.
It's a strange irony, it is.
There's such hypocrisy in that they want to regulate it and approve it, but then at the same time they're wanting to make it difficult to get.
Exactly. Hey, you heard Dr. King on last Friday. We were talking about addiction and smoking cessation. I thought that was pretty interesting for those that want to quit anyway. But even those that just want to reduce some of the toxins in their body, they don't want to quit. At the very least, they can do that too. So there's some good news coming out. I think we cover smoking like no other health show has ever covered smoking.
No, and I think that it was a great interview and great information. I think it's something that I've been hoping that we could cover for a long time, because there's a lot of people out there that do want to quit, and it's not as easy as just saying, we'll just quit.
Yeah.
There are some people that can do it cold turkey, but there are some people that can't, and anything that we can come up with that is an alternative to, a pill, like Chantix, it's going to make you, you know, jump off a cliff or shoot somebody.
Yes.
It's definitely good information.
That's extreme smoking cessation. I don't recommend it. Well, we got to recommend terminating the show for the day anyway. We've got a lot more to do tomorrow. Who knows what kind of exciting adventures we'll be on, Don. But I tell you what, thank you so much for getting me geared up every day and bringing this message of health, freedom, and liberty to all who are ready to hear it.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And guys, you've got questions, you've got comments, you've got stories. Keep having the calls come in, because we love to hear from you.
Yep, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, also naturalnewsradio.com. Thank you for everybody listening around planet Earth, wherever you are. This message of health, freedom, and liberty is for you, too. And I remind you every day, simply it's this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning. Good morning. To you
and you
and you,
Robert Scott Bell.